Finding God in All Things, Day 25. When Selfless Love Meets Senseless Love. I hope that, at this stage of the retreat, you will better understand God's feelings and His helplessness. If we had not sinned, betrayed Him, or deviated from His righteousness and teachings, Jesus would not need to endure the crucifixion for us, and the Heavenly Father would not have to agonize and be torn in seeking a way to save us, given His own nature of justice and mercy. There is absolutely no parent in the world who suffers more miserably than our Heavenly Father. The contradiction between our sinful nature and God's nature makes it extremely difficult for our Heavenly Father to discipline us, and extremely difficult for us to accept His discipline. Although we are created in the image of God, our selfish desires and sinful nature cause us to drift further and further away from this perfect image. Originally, as we made decisions based on our free choice, all consequences are supposed to be borne by us alone and have nothing to do with God. However, because of God's nature of loving us to the end, He innocently bears the consequences of our choices. And because our sins create an immense gap between us and the perfect nature of God, this endless chasm and depth of sin make it impossible for us to overcome and repay. Ultimately, this God who loves us to the utmost, but is also absolutely just by nature, takes the most inconceivable step by personally assuming human nature in the most humble and lowly manner. He has endured humiliation and suffering, dying on a cross to bear and redeem all depths of sin for us. The Lord's suffering and death not only secure for us complete absolution of our sins, which deserve death, but through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we also regain freedom, no longer imprisoned and enslaved by sin. Yet, our Heavenly Father, who loves us to the end, watches with anguish as His beloved only begotten Son is shamefully insulted and crucified on the cross. But the story has not come to an end. Because God cannot bear to see us lose the salvation earned by Jesus for us because we continue to sin, He does not hesitate to use all means, including sending the Holy Spirit into our midst, establishing the sacraments and the church that administers the sacraments, entrusting the church to the protection and companionship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and most importantly, continuing to be present among us through the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. All of this is to fulfill Jesus' promise to us. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Everything that God has done is to enable us to preserve salvation and not lose the eternal life He has promised us. Can we see that God, out of love for us, first created us, then died for us to redeem us from sins, and finally exhausted every means to ensure that we can ultimately attain salvation? In short, for you and me, God spared no effort in ways imaginable and unimaginable. What baffles us the most is that God is well aware of the ugliness and weakness of human nature, as well as our sinful nature. He knew early on that not only would we fail to learn from Jesus to obey the Father, but we would continue to betray and forsake Him. Yet, He continues to silently endure our indifference and rebellion, tolerating our heartlessness and unrighteousness. He even bestows upon us the title of adopted sons and daughters, desiring to be with us forever in our heavenly home. In the face of such a God, can we still be so heartless as to not accept His love and continue to hurt Him cruelly? Will we continue to disregard God's passion, approaching this relationship with a utilitarian mindset and responding to Jesus' requests and invitations with indifference, causing God more distress and pain? Have you ever taken the time to meditate on everything that God has done for you? Why? At this moment, are you willing to savor everything that God has done and all the sacrifices He has made for you? Can you feel the sentiment of God who, out of love for you, spared no cost? Can you find any love on earth that can compare to the love God has for you? Now, I invite you to stand before God, experience His feeling of not being understood, feeling the grievances He endures out of love for you, and witness all His struggles. Heavenly Father, I have always tried to understand your love for me in my head, but I failed to fully appreciate your indescribable selfless love with my heart. Today, I really feel the hardness of my heart. How heartless and callous I am towards you. I feel really sad, guilty, and ashamed. Faced with your love and my heartlessness, I cannot fathom how I have allowed myself to deviate so far from your goodness, from the plans you have intended for me. I thought to myself, am I not created in your image? Why have I become like this? Father, I implore you to transform me. Give me a tender heart. Let me feel what you feel and truly experience your love for me. Just as you have chosen me, I also desire to choose you.